All right. What about that sleep time? I was mentioning to you that it's important that we get our good rest while we're vacationing. But there's more to the sleep factor than that. Sleep patterns should improve during vacation times. And when they do, you're more able to let your natural circadian rhythms rule your bedtime and your wake time. That was just one finding from a study commissioned by New Zealand Airlines and conducted by Mark Rosekind. We sleep better on vacation, and this effect lasts for weeks after we return. Sleeping better on vacation gives us positive results for weeks after we return from the vacation. How about reaction times? They improve when we take time for a vacation. That according to Rosekind's study. Stress definitely overworks the brain. And when you're constantly overloading and dividing your limited attention span between computer screens, cell phones, conversations, and worries about what you should be doing that you don't have the time to do, you lose the ability to pay attention to what's going on around you. And ladies and gentlemen, believe me when I say it takes energy to concentrate. It takes energy to pay attention. That's part of the reason that some people prefer not to go very far in school. Some people will finish the high schooling and decide, okay, maybe one or two more years, but after that, I'm calling it quits as far as school. It takes energy to pay attention to what the instructors are teaching. It takes energy to pay attention to what is written in the textbooks. It takes energy to practice memorizing chunks of information here and there. It takes energy to concentrate enough to pick up on the differences between various principles. And when we are just continually concentrating, 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 we need a break from it. It gets to the point where we need a break from our concentrating. Vacation times can help us with that. Because again, now, when we're just constantly working our brains, stressing our brains, stressing our brains, stressing our brains, we eventually overwork the brain, and the brain is not able to do for us some of the things we need it to do, like help us with reaction time. How about work productivity? I know a lot of you are really tempted to conclude that if you don't take vacations, you have more time to do more work. And your thinking is, as long as you're doing more work, you're actually being more productive. But here's the deal. Even though you may be working longer and longer and longer for extended periods of time, I should say, that doesn't necessarily mean you're being more productive, because productivity has to do not just with doing the work, but how much work are you able to do within a given period of time and do good quality work. That's what productivity has to do with. And the experts are saying that you actually are more productive if you get out of the office for some rest and relaxation. And check this out. This is just, to me, so fascinating. They say that for every 10 hours of vacation time taken, productivity improves 8%. And that's according to findings from an Ernst & Young corporate study. For every, not 10 days of vacation time, hear what I'm saying? Their study reveals that for every 10 hours of vacation time taken, productivity improves 8%. Just 10 hours of vacation, 8%. For 20 hours of vacation time taken, productivity improves 16%. For 30 hours of vacation time taken, productivity improves 24%. You get it? By doing no work, that's how, for an extended period of time, a week's time, for example, that's how you improve your productivity. By getting away from work for an extended period of time. 10 hours of vacation time brings about an 8% improvement in productivity. And remember, sleep patterns. Sleeping on vacation has positive effects that last for weeks after we return. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we're probably about to be convinced that there really is something to vacationing. How about this one? I know a lot of you say, but you know, I love the company I work for. The people, I really like most of the people I work with. I love my job. I love what I do. And so I want to show them that I really, really enjoy working here by skipping my vacations. We understand the point, but actually the better way to show that you really enjoy working with them and you appreciate the job is by taking off. Because again, you want to be more productive, right? If you really, really appreciate the job you have, you enjoy working with the people you work with, you enjoy doing what you do. One of the ways to show your appreciation is by being as productive as you can be. And as I just shared with you, a great way to be productive is by taking time off, specifically taking vacations. The Society for Human Resource Management, which is an organization dedicated to professionals' best practices in human resources, found that people who use their vacation days regularly are also more loyal to their employers. The people who take their vacations regularly turn out to be the ones most loyal to their employers. Vacation-taking workers are also less likely to leave their jobs. And you can imagine, if they're taking their vacations, they're de-stressing on an annual basis, at least a week out of a year. They're de-stressing. They're decompressing. They're unwinding, chilling, and I mean good time, good fashion, by doing it for a week or longer. The workers who take the vacations are less likely to leave their jobs, and that's good news for business, as most successful managers recognize that happy employees make for more profitable organizations. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? It would almost seem to be just intuitive that if we just keep working, 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 we're showing our loyalty. But if you want to consider it this way, counterintuitively, taking our breaks and taking our vacations is how we show our loyalty to the company, because that's how we become more productive.